The only people who are very excited are supporters of the incumbent president, who look at the campaigns as an opportunity to renew the mandate, because usually the campaigns are a celebration of the supporters, because the election itself is not competitive. The other candidates are very, very weak, so there is not much as you'd expect in other countries where elections are very competitive.
Some people have said the election is just a formality because, as you say, the competition is very weak. Is that what you notice around the people?
Yeah, it is. To a large extent, it is a formality. The winner is known. The other candidates are very weak. The actual opposition, which is Raja, is in exile, is not competing in the election. But also, apart from being a formality, it's, as I said, is an opportunity to renew the confidence or what we call a contract between President Kagame has very many supporters and himself. Usually when he travels around the country doing campaigns, these huge, huge rallies that are sort of celebrations. So yes, the people are excited. They are selling T-shirts, caps. There are many shops when you move around the town which are selling clothes and of the ruling Rwanda Patriotic Front. But other than that, life goes on very normally. There's not much. Actually, if you moved around, apart from those selling those T-shirts of the ruling party, you didn't notice that there's anything about it. An election coming up.
What's the reaction of the people to the candidates who are disqualified?
They are mostly unknown. A few of them are actually showed up well knowing that they will not be around. They just came in as a publicity stunt. So generally, there is no reaction. They were expected that they would not be qualified.
So in other words, the results are a foregone conclusion?
Yeah, obviously. Even for parliamentary candidates, there is no excitement. There may be maybe for the youth seats, which are two, with very many candidates, around more than 30, competing, and people with disability, they have one seat, also it's very competitive. But for the women candidates, their special seats, there are very many, but usually not much surprises come out of it. Same with the political parties. You know, here, there are states that when you are campaigning, you're not supposed to criticize your opponent, which is very weird. How are you going to compete against people you're not criticizing? So even for parliamentary candidates, there's no excitement at all. Because here, political power in Rwanda is not determined electorally, not determined through elections, determined by other means. That's why people use media, propaganda, even armed groups and so on, try to compete for power, influence. But electoral politics is very, very significant.